Good evening, and thank you so much for calling Arch Top Fiber. My name is CJ, with whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Well, hello, CJ. My name's Teresa Deshane.
Hi, Teresa. How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
What can I do for you today, Teresa?
Well, I see your guys working in the area and installing fiber optics. And I got a card in the mail that says deck the halls, accept the cord. With a streaming gift card $100 streaming gift card and $69.99 a month for 2 years. So,
yes.
Question I have, I'm at 212 Van Cleek Lane in Kingston. How long will it be before you install?
Let me go ahead and take a look.
Okay.
So our in-service date for your address would be the 15th of January. So that means that we wouldn't have service available until that date. But on that date, if we sign up now, we can give you a call on that date to go ahead and get you scheduled for your install, and you would still qualify for the $100 card.
Okay. And the $69.99 a month, right?
Correct. It would be $69.99 as long as you sign up for the auto pay with paperless billing with your checking account.
Okay. With auto, and if I don't do automated, I actually pay all my streaming services with one card, and then I pay that myself rather than going through my checking account. Is that a possibility?
I mean, so yes and no. So we don't handle any of your streaming. We just provide you with the internet. If you were to sign up for the auto pay for your internet service with your credit or debit card, it would only give you a $5 discount. It would make it $74.99 for the 1 gig.
If I signed up with a credit or debit card.
Okay. Correct.
And is there an extra charge for modems?
No. The equipment is completely included. So are the taxes and fees.
Okay. So the real entire bill will be $74.99 a month.
Correct. If you sign up for the auto pay with your credit or debit card.
Okay. All right. Well, and will I get notification ahead of time? Because I'm not going to cancel cable until this is...
Yes, so actually we recommend that you wait until after our fiber services are fully installed before canceling with your current provider. That way you remain connected even throughout the installation process. Because we run fiber, it is not coaxial, so you would still have the capability of using their internet until our tech tells you, hey, you're all set to go, I've checked your services, you're on the internet, you're online, you're good to go. Then at that point, we usually typically recommend you wait until the day after to go ahead and cancel them.
Okay, so I'll have then, because all I have with cable right now is internet. I have nothing else with them. I have no TV or any of that. So, So, let's do this.
Okay, great. Let's go ahead and do that. You are calling in for a residential service, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Just want to make sure it wasn't business.
No.
And then are we going for the 1 gig? Because we do also offer a 2 gig for $99.99. If you were to sign up for the auto pay with your credit or debit card, it would bring it down to $94.99.
And what does that mean, 2 gig?
So that's download the speed. So the one... Correct. So you would have the 2,000 megabytes per second download and upload.
I don't even think I need that.
Okay.
I mean, I should be able to watch TV with 1 gig, right?
Yes, absolutely.
I'm the only person in my household. I don't.
Then 1 gig
I'm
should
sure
be plenty.
I'm sure there's upgrades, but I don't think I need them.
Okay, no worries. And you weren't looking for home phone service, correct?
No.
Okay.
Only internet.
All right.
I don't
want to
add any new things.
And no worries. How large would you say your home is in square footage, if you don't mind me asking?
About 1,600 square feet.
Okay. So we do typically recommend one extender when it comes to a size of home that size. We do offer the one extender at no additional cost. So I can put
what
in a note.
What does that mean?
So what it means is, you know how you have your modem, your router, and then we offer a Wi-Fi extender so that you can get whole home coverage depending on where your devices are in the home.
Okay, because all my devices are on Wi-Fi now, and I have a router and modem in one, which I own.
Yes, see, we have two separate. We do modem and then a router separate because the modem has to accommodate for the fiber, and then the modem then converts it into an Ethernet cable to have the Wi-Fi router spread out the Wi-Fi signal.
Okay, hang on a second. I just want to go look at the modem slash router I have and see if it has a connection port for Ethernet. It does.
Yes. However, if it is a modem, it may interfere with our modem.
Well, it's both a modem and a router in one. So I'm wondering, why can't I just use my own equipment rather than having two more pieces of equipment?
Because the way that the modem router combos do, you can't really turn off the modem part of it. See, the Ethernet cable is what comes from the modem into other devices. Now, with the fiber, if your modem can handle the fiber, great, but then we wouldn't be able to troubleshoot on our end if something were to happen. Plus, it's included in your price.
Well, yeah, so much it's included in my price. I just hate all the noise in my house as far as clutter.
No, I get that.
Two additional boxes instead of one, which is working fine.
I mean, the key point is the fact that the modem has to accommodate for fiber. If your modem
and
is strictly coaxial.
How does the fiber come in? Does it come in via Ethernet or does
no.
it come in?
A fiber cable is its own cable.
Okay. All right. Well, I guess I need the junk then.
I do
Sorry.
Apologize for that. No, you're fine.
Okay.
We do offer the top of the line.
Minimalist.
Yeah,
I
get that.
That's going to cost me extra. Don't sell me on anything extra.
Nope, you're fine because we don't charge you for it. And even if you did need the Wi-Fi extender to play somewhere else in your house so you can get whole home coverage, that Wi-Fi extender is included in your price.
Right, and you're already going to put that in that I need that.
Nope, the technician will actually determine whether or not you need it.
Okay.
So you
well,
and the
and
technician
have to...
will have a conversation on the day of your installation. And based on the size of your home, we will determine whether or not you do need the extra Wi-Fi extender to help with coverage of the home for your other devices if they're throughout the house. So, like, for example, I have a Google Home Hub in the kitchen that I like to play music while I do the dishes, for example. I do have difficulty with Wi-Fi there. So, in my case, I would need a Wi-Fi extender for the kitchen.
Okay.
And then do you own or rent your current property?
I own my home.
Okay. And do you know if the utility wires are coming through the air or buried under the ground?
They're buried under the ground. They're doing work right now, digging up and putting in the fiber optic cables in my neighborhood, right in front of my house. They were
yes,
here
2 days
ago.
I meant with regards to your electric.
Yeah, it's all underground.
Okay. All right. Just making sure. And then is your billing address different than your service address?
Nope.
Okay. All right. And Teresa, how do I spell your first name? There's a few different spellings.
C-H-E-R-E-S-A.
Last name, please.
D-E-S as in Sam. C-H-A-I-N-E.
Okay, so let me repeat that for you. That is D as in dog, E as in Edward, S as in Sam, C as in Charlie, H as in Henry, A as in apple, I as in igloo, N as in Nancy, E as in Edward?
That is correct.
Okay, just want to make sure. And then what is the best email address for you, please?
TLD, Thomas Larry David, 1423, @yahoo.com.
Perfect. Now, this will also be the username that you would log in to the archtopfiber.com website, okay, so that you can see your invoices, update your auto pay settings if you ever wanted to change your card, if you wanted to ever upgrade your service. You would be able to do so either by giving us a call or by logging in online.
Okay.
And what is the primary phone number you'd like on your account, please?
845-532-8962.
Okay. Is there a secondary number you'd like on the account?
No, thank you.
And how did you want us to contact you prior to your installation and for any future notifications regarding your account?
You can call or text that number.
Okay. All right, and just so that you are aware, we do not send any advertisements to your phone unless you were to authorize that. What you will typically receive text messages on is updates about your order status, billing updates. You may receive confirmations for your appointment when it's scheduled, reminders for your appointment. So it's always going to be account specific when it comes to text.
Okay.
Okay. And then do you also agree to receive calls from us, Archtop and its agents, such as myself, with regards to your account?
No.
So, like, well, when it, you stated phone, so it's essentially I'm just asking if you would like us to give you a call, such as if we need to reschedule your appointment. Reach out to you.
It's no sales calls from other
agents. No, it would not be any sales calls. No.
Okay.
No, it would be account specific again.
That would be fine. The thing is that I work in a prison, so it's you'd have to leave a message.
And that's fine. We will typically leave a voicemail.
Okay.
We do typically leave a voicemail when it comes to that. Absolutely.
Okay.
All right, and then we do offer that discount for enrolling in auto pay and paperless billing. Did you want to sign up for that now, or did you want to do it online?
What's the price if I continue with just a regular bill?
It would be $79.99.
Yeah, that's fine. Leave it like that.
Okay. Did you still want paperless billing, or did you want to receive a paper bill?
I want to receive a bill.
Okay.
Will I be able to adjust my payment date? I have certain weeks of the month that I pay.
So the installation date would be the first day of your billing cycle. So I would advise to keep that in mind when scheduling your appointment.
So it'll be, so they're going to call me before they install and
correct,
set up a billing date. So whatever date I pick, that's probably going to be my bill date.
Correct.
Okay, fine. Good to know.
Absolutely. And is there any information or details about the property on the outside that our installers should be aware of before they arrive? That would mean such as like buried wires, septic tanks, gas lines, if there are any.
Yeah, there's all of that. I mean, everything in this community is underground. The utilities came out and marked all of our streets up with flags so that your
so that Archtop could go ahead and
They're digging in a plot and installing the lines right now. They're not up to houses yet, but it doesn't appear. But yeah, everything. We have no street lights. Everything is underground. City water, city sewer.
Absolutely. Okay. So I put down including water and sewers underground as well. So I put gas lines, all utilities are underground, including water and sewer. That way they are aware to contact if they need for dig safe. Essentially, if they need to dig, they will contact to make sure everything is where it is and we are aware.
Okay.
So you are all set there. You will receive two emails, one of which will be the invitation to sign into your Archtop Fiber online account. What that means is you will have a link in that email that will expire within 24 hours. So I would definitely advise logging in so you can change your password so that you can change it to something that you would remember.
Wait. Slow down. I was just thinking about how they're going to get that cable to where I want it in the house. So I didn't hear a word you said.
Okay.
Say it again.
No, you're fine. So essentially what will happen is you should be receiving two emails. One will be a confirmation of your order, and the other one will be the link to sign into your Archtop Fiber Online account. That is where you would be able to see everything that you need to see, update your payment settings if you ever wanted to go to autopay. If you ever wanted to upgrade, you could upgrade there as well. If you needed to report a problem, you could anything that you want to do on the website, you can also give us a call for. Either way.
Okay, but I have to do that within 24 hours?
Correct. There is a link in the email that expires after 24 hours.
Okay.
So if you want to be able to have the self-service access, definitely keep an eye out for that email.
Because I need to do it tonight because I don't necessarily get home before 5 tomorrow.
Yes, and I would definitely advise doing it tonight. If not, what we can do is you can always give us a call whenever you're able, and we can set a temporary password for you.
Okay.
It's not like it's the end of the world and you'll lose access. We have the capability of changing your password to a temporary one so that you can log in and change your password yourself.
Okay. So when I log in initially, it will the email will tell me how to log in and change my password.
Yes.
Okay.
So you would just go to your profile at that point. Once you're in your account, you would go to My Profile, and then you can click on Edit where it says Login Information.
Okay.
Other than that, you should be all set. We will definitely give you a call around January 15th. If I'm not mistaken, let me just double check to make sure it's not on a weekend. Nope. So around Wednesday the 15th, we should be reaching out to you to go ahead and get you scheduled for install.
Okay, thank you.
You're very welcome. Was there anything else that I could help with today?
Nope. I just, if for some reason this does not work out for me, can I cancel without any problem?
Yes, absolutely. There's no cancellation fees. We would just cancel your service. You just let us know.
Okay. All right, thank you
That's
much.
Kind of part of the whole no contracts thing.
Okay, I got you.
No worries. At least I got you to laugh.
My head has been buried in a computer today, and my head is throbbing. And I said, you know what? I better make this call while I'm thinking about it, because I've been thinking about it for 2 weeks. Actually, I've been waiting for something other than Time Warner for probably 7 years.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
I'm sick of them.
I don't blame you there. And then also, I should also make you aware that we would also have a team that comes out before your install date. So once your installation gets scheduled, we have a team that does the outside work first. You don't have to be home for that part. The only part that you have to be home for is when we would need to come in to set up the internet inside.
Okay. All right. And would they be able to set it up so that the modem and router can be anywhere in my house?
Yes, absolutely. So just let them know where you want it to be, and they will do everything possible to get it there.
Okay. Yeah, because I don't want wires running through my house. Same thing. No clutter. I don't want any of that.
I get it. Yeah.
And right now, everything is buried in the walls. So that's what I was zoning out on. Like, how are they going to get these things through the walls?
So we do have some tools. We don't like crack open the walls or anything, but we do have some tools that would allow us to kind of go around the same area that your current provider has it. So if you're looking for a completely new area, we would obviously speak to you about where you would want it.
Yeah, no, it would be the same area.
Okay.
I have it hidden.
We typically follow the previous provider anyway.
Okay, good.
But it's just a separate cable, so of course we will run it alongside so that you still have both access to both. Because again, we're not disconnecting your service for you. We're running alongside it, so you still have internet connection during the install, and then you can cancel after the install is completed.
Sounds good. All right.
Okay.
Was it Casey?
CJ.
CJ.
Yes.
knew it was two initials. I wasn't sure.
No worries.
Thank you so much for your help.
Oh, of course, anytime. And if you do have any other questions, feel free to reach out to us. We're more than happy to answer any questions you might have, or if there's ever any confusion, we can definitely clarify that for you as well.
Excellent. Thanks so much.
Oh, of course, anytime. I do hope that you have a fantastic holiday season, and thank you so much for calling Archtop.
Thank you. Bye-bye now.
Thanks. Bye-bye.